Betsy Fitzgerald cleared her throat, her hand up in the air, again. "What if you're not really from anywhere?" she asked plaintively. "What if your family has always lived in America?"
"Well," Ms. O'Reilly said with a smile, "we all come from somewhere, Betsy. I'll help you do some research and find out more about your family. But remember, history doesn't necessarily have to be about immigration. Some of you may have grandparents who served in a war, or who started a company, or who did something else that you're very proud of. Find out all you can about your family's history by talking to your relatives. Your first task is to think. What are you curious about? Which members of your family do you want to talk to? After you've learned more, choose three objects that represent that history to share with the rest of us." The bell rang, and Ms. O'Reilly gave them a parting wave as she gathered up her materials and left the room. Anna snapped her notebook shut, rolled her eyes, and gave Jolene the look. Anna always looked scornful. Maeve couldn't remember the last assignment Anna hadn't groaned about. And talk about acting as though she didn't have any history. Anna and Jolene were way too cool to acknowledge anything that had happened more than 5 minutes ago. They acted like they'd always been in seventh grade. The mere mention of being younger seemed to humiliate them. Maeve had a sudden recollection of Anna years earlier, in first grade. She hadn't always been super cool. As Maeve grinned at the memory of Anna, front teeth missing, lopsided grin, Anna looked at her as if to say, "What's so funny, not cool person?" Maeve still had a snapshot of Anna from that grade, back when they used to trade class photos. She had one of Jolene, too. She bet neither of them would be eager for anyone to see those photos now. "Maybe she should bring the pictures to school," Maeve mused. But her better self won out. Even if it was Anna and Jolene, it would be so mean to embarrass them that way.
"Don't worry, Anna," Dylan said with a grin. "Just bring in a few shopping bags from the mall. That ought to cover it. Anna and Jolene's history in the bag."
Maeve giggled. So funny. Dylan was definitely one cool guy. Anna flipped her hair back with a scowl. "What a lame assignment," she retorted. "Who cares about the past? Hasn't Ms. O'Reilly ever heard the phrase, 'That's history'? It means over, done with, through."
"I think the assignment sounds awesome," Avery piped up.
Avery, who'd been adopted from Korea when she was a baby, loved the idea of finding out more about her own history, and she wasn't going to keep quiet just because Anna and Jolene were trying to act too cool for words.
"Are you actually afraid you might learn something new, Anna?" she asked.
One of the few people in their class who was not intimidated by the queens of mean, Avery just grinned broadly when Anna glared at her.
"I know what I'm bringing in," Pete Wexler announced. "A football, a baseball, and a hockey stick."
"I think this is actually supposed to be about your family, dude," Dylan said, grabbing his books. "And not just about you. Plus, it's supposed to be about the past, not about the present."
"What about an old football?" Pete asked.
Everyone was talking about the assignment as they gathered up their things. "I don't even know where my dad's family comes from," Abby Ross was saying to Katani as the girls headed out the door.
"I think this assignment could be really interesting," Isabel said, her dark eyes shining. "I would really like to learn more about my grandparents' life in Mexico. I mean, I love to visit them and eat my abuelita's cooking, but I never really asked them a lot of questions about their past. My grandfather loves to tell stories, so I know he'll really like this assignment. I might even draw some cartoons or something," Isabel enthused.
Katani nodded. "I bet you could do a really great project, Isabel. You are such a good artist, your display will be fantastic."
"There's a lot of stuff I've wanted to know about my family background, too, but you know how it is. You just never get around to asking."
"I think I'll interview my grandmother,"